Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Good morning and welcome. It is the third hour of our get-together, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:06, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, lots to talk about, but first, we have to tell you, it is World Kindness Day. So even if we deliver things in a somewhat aggressive manner, I want you to know that it is also delivered with an underlying sense of kindness. Okay. That's my disclaimer anyway. The government is open. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. The only reason I'm happy about it, I guess, because can we quit talking about it? Government's open. And I'll tell you why we should quit talking about it. Because it's only going to be a matter of weeks. We're going to be doing this all over again, at least for some part of it. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, good times ahead. Vice President J.D. Vance pointed out that the United States healthcare system and leadership have failed the people of Appalachia and that the people there have been left behind. He was speaking at the Make America Healthy Again Summit Wednesday. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. described Vance as being a kind of golden child of Appalachia. Kennedy added that Vance attended Ohio State and Yale and is a best-selling author among his other accomplishments. During the discussion, Vance pointed out that while people living in Appalachian America get PO'd by jobs moving overseas and other countries being prioritized, they also get PO'd when their loved ones don't live as long. And that is tied in many ways to health care or the lack thereof. Kennedy stated that Vance's accomplishments were also a tragic reminder of the lost potential of almost everybody else. And in Appalachia, pointing out that in that area of America, they have the worst health of any region in the country. The highest rates of addiction, obesity, alcoholism, and suicide. Wow, if you look at life expectancy, where it has gotten worse in the U.S., Appalachia is at the top of that list. He mentioned that his father died of cancer a few years ago. Vance added that when asked by his wife, Second Lady Usha Vance, if he has ever had a really important male figure in his life who lived to the age of 70, he shared that his grandfather died at 67 from a very preventable illness. And he said that, yeah, out of all of his uncles, not a single one survived to even 69 years old. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, this guy has experienced it firsthand. And look, healthcare can't necessarily take care of every single issue. I mean, as long as there are some help and some kind of remedy, in other words, people of, you know, any educational level can fall into addiction and alcoholism. Suicide also, obviously. And obesity is a problem. You know, seems like at the upper income levels, it seems to be less of a problem. I think lower income folks seem to suffer more. Healthy eating can be a little bit more expensive, or healthy eating, if you're cooking at home, can be a little more time consuming. If you're a single parent who's trying to hold a job or two and you've got some kids to raise, you're looking for the quickest solutions when it comes to, you know, food time. But it's not always the best. Certainly isn't the best in the long run. So, yeah, what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about healthcare in general? What are we going to do about insurance? It goes back to that phrase, or that term, affordability. We know Obamacare was never designed to last long. It was simply a step to fully socialized government-provided medicine and healthcare. That was the ultimate goal of those on the left. That was the ultimate goal of Barack Obama, even when he was a senator, and he said so out loud, and there is a record of it, that people aren't accepting, won't be accepting of full government health care, not initially. So we have to have a step in between to prepare them. But they also knew there were shortcomings with Obamacare, and their solution was, we'll come in with another solution, and that'll be the single payer, universal health care.
But we're not there, and that's not really what they're presenting. They keep trying to extend what we have now, which is really not good. And I think the fact that the Republicans were able to put it all on the Dems of, hey, this is your one agenda thing that's shutting down the government. I mean, that was good. But what is the answer for now to be able to help people if they do need help? But like every government program, we've gotten them addicted to this help. So where do you go forward?
Look, as long as everything's subsidized, if that's the only way you can make it affordable is by subsidizing it, mm-hmm. then there's a problem there.
Oh, well, our medical, the whole medical system and insurance thing is, it does need overhauled.
Yes.
But who's going to do it?
One of the, I know it was at least one Democrat who talked about Medicare. Hey, Medicare works. Let's just kind of put, you know, most of the people on Medicare. And I think you mentioned something about, well, especially those that are over 50. Now, generally, you have to be 65
mm-hmm, right.
to be on Medicare. But they're saying expand Medicare. Well, Medicare moving forward is going to have funding issues
yes.
like Social Security and Medicaid.
No, it couldn't take it.
But they're saying, oh, look, it works. But yeah, at what cost if you expanded that program when it's not really fully funded now? Why do you think we're, you know, what, $38 trillion in debt? We're literally like living on borrowed time. And, you know, I feel bad for my grandkids because not only are they not going to get any huge inheritance from me because I'm going to spend it all, but I'm, you know, going to give them a big bill at the end of the day. Not my bill per se, but yeah. Yeah, I'm going to hurry up and die and leave them with big bills.
What a guy. On World Kindness Day.
Yeah. No, it is a problem, and it's a big one, and I don't think there are easy answers. I think it goes to, you know, good, fast, cheap. You know? Good, fast, cheap. You can pick two.
Yep.
Well, we want good, and we want cheap. Okay, you're going to wait in line. It's not going to be fast. You know, wait in line.
Well, we see that with countries around the world that have gone down that road. You'll hear, oh, it works brilliantly. Yeah, if you want to wait 9 months to get your heart worked on, and you've got 3 months to live,
yeah,
there's a problem with this program.
And unfortunately, it's kind of factored in, whether they, whether they're upfront about that or not, but it is kind of factored in. Yeah. Look, you have back pain, you delay any kind of real care, and in most cases, that back pain clears itself up, regardless of the treatment, I don't know, 3 to 6 weeks, I think, on average. So if they just don't treat it, they make you wait. Eventually you go, well, I'm starting to feel better, so I'm not even going to bother going.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that sad? Because there might be more going on than just a sore back.
What if you think it's your back and it's your kidneys or something going on and you delayed it? Now it's even worse.
Yes.
So that doesn't necessarily work for the people.
And the vast majority of dollars in healthcare is spent at the end of life care, trying to save them from that, stave off things like cancers and multiple bypasses and all kinds of things.
So you made your point. We need to fix things quick. It actually is cheaper in the long run.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
No, good proactive health care. But really, a lot of that will begin with healthier eating. And good luck.
Especially in America.
With Americans.
Yeah.
I could go for a big old pulled pork sandwich right now. Big old stack of French fried potatoes. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. 97.3 The Sky.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I want to be healthy, but I also want to be entertained.
Yeah? Are they mutually exclusive?
You just have to wait and find out.
Oh.
Like everyone else. Oh, Greg.
Great.
Trying to jump the shark, jump the gun, jump the line.
What a tease.
I'll take that as a compliment, sir. 8:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Thursday. It's not just any old Thursday. It is World Kindness Day. Did I mention that the time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes?
Yeah, Pierce is, he's kind. He's a kind fellow.
When you go in there, don't you go, yes! Don't do that.
No. Disturbs the other customers.
He's a very calm guy.
Yeah.
All right, so the story of the day is the government's open. And the story tomorrow is going to be, I'm not talking about the government being open anymore.
So today
I'm
it, right?
So done with it.
Ugh.
So done.
Wow.
I know people are looking for outlets. They're looking for entertainment. Maybe Netflix isn't just enough anymore.
Mm.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Well, you've heard the old trick about picturing the audience in their underwear to calm your stage fright. You go out on stage.
Right.
And that was an old thing I'd tell you.
Sure.
Just pretend everybody's in underwear, mm-hmm. like, so you won't feel any sense of embarrassment. But okay, what if you were stripped down to your skivvies, too? In other words, everybody is.
Yeah.
I know you think it's going to a naughty place, Greg, but I'm here to tell you that's not true.
I'll be the judge of that.
On Tuesday night, four standout comedians did exactly that. They performed not on a stage, but on the steps of a sauna at one of the city's busiest bathhouses, delivering the hottest show at this year's New York Comedy Festival.
Okay.
It's inside a sauna.
All right.
Between punchlines, guests at the other ship in Flatiron, they swapped sweat for shivers, plunging into icy pools and then turning the night into a wild fusion of comedy and contrast therapy. It's a big trend now.
Huh.
You know, the hot and cold thing, cold plunge and all that. It was founded in Toronto, and it was developed. It's developed a cult following in both Canada and apparently New York. Is it coming to this area? I don't know. Maybe somebody will get the idea based on this story. But
could be.
The business got its start during the pandemic when Robbie Bent was suddenly flooded with interest from people eager to experience the transformative powers of hot and cold and community. In the sauna, ice bath, and tea lounge he had built in his three-car garage.
Oh, my goodness.
Clearly, people were craving both warmth and connection. So Bent and his four co-founders took the plunge, turning the homegrown setup into a full-fledged brand, Othership. That's what it's called, the Othership.
Hmm. Okay.
Fast forward to today, the company curates a robust lineup of alcohol-free events that aim to reimagine nightlife through the lens of wellness, including sober DJ performances, live music, single mixers, and comedy sets. So now a more of a focus on health. Go out, be entertained. You don't have to get all liquored up, and you can do something that physically and you know, maybe emotionally stimulates you in a good way.
Not a bad thing here.
So the author of this was from the New York Post, says, last night I joined fellow festival goers in a cozy lounge centered around a fireplace. That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Sipping chamomile tea in our bathing suits as we mingled and chatted. The vibe was relaxed, but yet energized. Impressive for 9:30 on a Tuesday night. Remember, New York, they don't always keep the same hours we do. That's not a late night for them.
Mm-hmm.
Before long, he said, we made our way to the cold plunge room. I braced myself as guides led us through three icy 30-second dips in pools that ranged from freezing to frigid. You know, most of those cold plunge tubs are between like 50 and 55 degrees.
I don't like cold.
These were 32 to 40 degrees.
Whoa.
And they would rotate the groups, you know, just to kind of keep you moving.
Uh-huh.
You can't, the more you think about it, the more you can't stand it.
Yeah.
But also, there's a part of it where you kind of get somewhat numb and it doesn't bother you nearly as much as you think it would.
Right.
And it is therapeutic. I used to do it at the at the gym, mm-hmm. and I found it to be quite helpful.
People speak very highly of it. I just really hate being cold.
Immersed in the icy water, I followed the guide's breathwork instructions. I came to the event solo, but before I knew it, a small crowd had gathered around my pool. Were they laughing? I don't know. Counting down the seconds and nudging me to stay in just a little longer. All the while, a guide pounded on a drum while another circled a tuning fork over our heads, the vibrations humming through the room. This does sound kind of unique. A little hippie-fied, maybe?
Yeah, hippie-fied, a little new agey, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
He said, I reminded myself that research shows cold plunges are good for most people, boosting circulation, metabolism, and mood while lowering stress and inflammation. Shivering and exhilarated, we next followed the guides into the sauna, which is heated to, and here's where Greg would like it, between 165 and 185 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now we're talking.
I've eaten chicken, I think, cooked at 185.
That's all right.
And it wasn't raw.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
It feels good, though.
But I don't know. Look, to each his own. Sounds like good, clean fun. And as far as I read in the article, there are no shenanigans or anything.
Yeah.
And it's alcohol. There's no alcohol.
That explains the no shenanigans. Yeah, that helps.
Well, that helps.
Yeah, it does.
So people looking for something different, something healthy, and there's comedians there. And it's like a show.
That's awesome.
Does sound kind of cool, doesn't it? Now we just need someone to buck up and get it done around here.
There you go.
Come on. Greg, you know people with money. You're a schmoozer.
That's true.
Make it happen.
I'll talk to you.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
You can do it.
You bet.
828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps. Or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Hi,
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, Greg, I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Now, I usually like the bad news first so that, you know, wraps up on a high note.
Okay.
But sometimes you don't do what I want.
The bad news.
Yeah.
Well, the bad news is we're all going to die, but not the way we think.
Well, I know we're all going to die.
Okay.
But we don't really have a choice, usually.
No.
So, but how we think. We'd like to think we die of old age.
Global warming is not going to kill us.
I'll be honest. I really didn't think it was going to.
What?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm still waiting for the beachfront property in Ocala.
You're such a skeptic.
Yeah, I know.
Barack Obama told you.
Yeah, I know. The science is settled, but he's an idiot.
Al Gore told you.
And he said Florida was going to be half underwater in 15 years.
Michael Moore told you.
And he's just a total idiot and just spends his time at the buffet.
Okay.
He'll die of a heart attack and a stroke from overeating.
Well, this just in, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Here we go.
Climate scientist.
Yeah.
A growing group of them.
Yeah.
Getting together, and they say the Gulf Stream that moves, you know, the oceans around.
Yeah.
Is near collapse. And if it does collapse.
Okay.
It predicts a new ice age.
Oh, I just told you the last segment. I hate being cold.
I know. your bad news.
I'm going to die from the cold?
I'm going to share as much of this as I can before it gets a bit esoteric and...
boring?
Yeah.
Deep?
Yeah.
Okay.
A key Atlantic current could be pushed to the brink of collapse within decades, supposedly ushering in a new ice age and dramatically raising sea levels.
Decades.
Yes.
Okay.
Climate scientists have claimed in a controversial new study published in the journal Communications, Earth, and Environment. The apocalyptic predictions came as a result of a collaboration between researchers at the Institute of Oceanology of the Chinese Academy of Sciences.
I got to trust the Chinese on this?
Well.
Really? Really?
Remember when climate change moving to the warming part was very, very frightening? And who stepped up and saved our lives by producing all those solar panels and all that wind power generation? That was the Chinese.
Yeah, they took advantage of a fake story and made bazillions of dollars.
Right now on Temu, you can buy electric blankets at half off. They're coming to our rescue again. Yeah, when the information comes with anything connected to the Chinese Communist Party,
there's money to be made.
Yeah, I'm not so sure if I'm going to fully buy into it. Mm-hmm. But also working alongside the University of California, San Diego, weeks after one climate alarmist, Bill Gates, remember Bill Gates worried, you know, all worried about the climate, publicly downplayed the impact of temperature fluctuations on the planet. That's another warning. Isn't he the guy that was practicing for COVID before there was COVID?
Funny how that works, huh?
Not ha-ha funny.
Not ha-ha funny, no.
Per these new findings, the at-risk current in question is the, well, this is where it goes, Meridional, Atlantic Meridional, meaning Meridian.
Okay.
Overturning circulation.
These people should go to Meridian.
Maybe. Mm. Basically, the currents change.
Okay.
Could cause a very big change in climate and what happens in a regular weather thing and all that, and they think that they could usher in an ice.
So basically, age. You're saying the hoax part that all this was man-made. Even the experts are kind of backing off, going, "Okay, you know, it's been decades. You're supposed to be underwater, or you're supposed to be frozen. None of it's happened. We did get a lot of money out of you. I mean, all extra fees on your car because of the emissions. We got to build all the." But none of it came to fruition after 30, 40, 50, 60 years. So now we have to move off to the current causing the problem that's coming in decades, and we'll have to figure out a way to make money off of that.
That
do I sound
is
a little
possible.
A little pessimistic on this?
Well, it's possible.
Okay, so you're saying there's a chance.
Well, if we've been misled before, and we certainly have, not just climate change, but whatever the god, the deity that appears to the far left wackos, okay? Whatever deity appears, we must all buy into it. And when I say buy into it, means it's going to get expensive.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, you know, the fools that sell us on this stuff are not necessarily the fools making the money. They give it to people who might even be more dangerous.
Ugh.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
So that's your story for today. And as Greg knows, I found an article a few years back that showed the changing headlines through the years of it we're either going to get, you know, the globe is heating up, or we're going into an ice age, and they go back and forth sometimes within a period of a year. And it's all like from scientists, by the way. All right. So, and I remember back in elementary school, we were told the ice age was coming.
Yep.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Donnie, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I think you guys are missing a big point here. Now, after 50 years of hard effort, maybe, just maybe, it's finally paying off and all their good effort has helped.
Oh, right. So the planet is cooling because we did those things. We instituted those changes. We went green.
Yeah, but they've changed the story about every few years. So,
and we, you know, since it is a global thing, we never really did get China and Russia and India to kind of buy into it all. Three of the major polluters on the globe.
So if they don't get on board, it really doesn't matter what we do.
China's burning coal like going out of style.
Well, you did a story on India yesterday. They're like, people are protesting because it's like they are choking to death just breathing on the streets.
Yeah. And so, well, there's a difference, obviously. Nobody wants pollution.
No.
But what they did was they actually listed CO2 as a pollutant, like it's toxic.
Well, they've been going after cows and fields and everything
dioxide.
Else. Come on.
If you had no CO2, you'd have no plant life.
Mm-hmm. And what does plant life produce during the day?
Oxygen.
The light? Oh, and we do need that.
Isn't
the
it frustrating?
Science has been settled. Thanks, Barry.
The science has been settled.
What a moron.
Now I think, though, I feel good about myself.
Yeah?
My investment in jackets.
Yes.
When this this cool weather is headed our way.
Over decades.
I will be. How many jackets will I have accrued by then?
Wow.
Wow. Is right. A recently inaugurated administration of the Bolivian president, Rodrigo Paz, restored the country's diplomatic ties with Israel. The Israeli government, they're the ones that made the announcement. It ends a two-year-long diplomatic rupture unilaterally decided by the preceding pro-Iran socialist administration of former President Luis Arce, who lived up to his name. And the initial wave of genocide in Gaza accusations against Israel less than a month after the October 7th terrorist attack on Israel. So that guy's gone, got new blood in there, restoring ties with Israel. You know, making the Abraham Accords and all that just that much tighter and better. This is definitely a win. And while we're kind of doing stuff on the world stage, Swedish King questions why Europe has to foot the bill for climate change.
Uh-huh. People are catching on, Bob.
The Swedish King was busy making meatballs and didn't see the new headline about the coming ice age I just shared. I told you you heard it here first. He'll get it on the podcast. Oh, yeah. He'll probably be looking it up later today.
Where does he find that?
Huh?
Where does he find it? The podcast.
Wherever you normally get your podcast. Come on, man.
That was a silly question.
You know, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Odyssey.
Okay, just checking.
All right. There's a short list for you anyway. Yeah. It's 8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is a Thursday, and it's also World Kindness Day. So really do your best to try not to say to somebody, even when they deserve it, to shut up.
Okay.
Try not to do that.
You're looking at me.
There's not much else to look at. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Dude, let's go check it out, man. Let's go check it out. Did you hear about it? It's open? Yeah, the government. It's open. Let's go check it out, man. Give me something.
Oh.
Give me something to spend.
Well, the hands are out.
Father government?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Sam? I wish he was Uncle Santa.
They want him to be.
Yeah. 8:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It's also World Kindness Day. But yes, the headline is the government is open after 43 days of Democrat shutdown. Oh, that's right. It was the Dems that voted, I don't know, 14, 15 times not to open the government. Yeah, yet still they're trying to keep pointing fingers at the Republicans. Yeah, nice try. The Clean Continuing Resolution funds the government through the end of January, and the legislative branch with a funding for those through the end of September. The legislative branch, Veterans Affairs, Military Construction, and Ag. So, yeah, through September. But a lot of it only through January. Yeah, through the end of January. So is this game going to be played all over again?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
It looks like that could be the case. Trump came out flanked by House Speaker Mike Johnson, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, and cabinet officials, and blasted Democrats for refusing to open up the government ahead of the signing. Yep. Today, we're sending a clear message that we will never give in to extortion, because that's what it was. They tried to extort. The Democrats tried to extort our country. Trump said the Democrats inflicted massive harm in keeping the government closed since October the 1st. They caused 20,000 flights to be canceled or delayed. They departed so many times so late. People were hurt so badly. Nobody's ever seen anything like this one. It was a no-brainer. This was an easy extension, but they didn't want to do it the easy way. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, Bob. I'm just wondering, you know, while the Republicans are in charge, why don't they make certain things that do not have to fall upon these continuous resolutions, like make them automatically renewed, like, you know, the guys that work at the airport, like the military and all that?
Yeah, they could. I don't even know if they tried to do that. But remember, the Republicans have a majority, but the Democrats were able to get in the way because you have to have that 60-40 thing. You got to get 60 senators on board. That is the challenge. And so anything like that may not have been acceptable to the Democrats, but I think it would make sense to a lot of people that, hey, the government can shut down, quote unquote, But we have to make exceptions for people like maybe air traffic controllers in the military. Mm-hmm. I don't know how doable that is.
I mean, on the surface, it's a great idea. But like you said, getting it done and getting the Dems on board.
Well, you would have to make all the people that are in the line that gets people paid. In other words, the checks being printed, whatever accounting has to be done, then you'd be making those people necessary workers as well.
And when it came to negotiation, you don't think, oh, you Republicans want this, do you? Well, there's this little health care thing that we will use to negotiate, and the ACA and Obamacare. They're not going to let that go.
Well, and that's what they attempted to do with, I would say, very, very little success on that one. I love this this article, how it starts out. Gustavo Petro. Petro. So I already like that name.
Okay.
But he's Colombia's far-left pro-cocaine president. I just want to say that. Pro-cocaine president.
Wow.
I don't know that I've ever seen that in print before.
Well, you know, you don't have a bunch of them that's maybe touted quite as much, you know, and depending where you're from.
You know, what do you think he wears, like a button? Like, go coca? The coca plant is good or something?
Nothing would surprise me, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's not going to help us with any intelligence sharing. Because because even though they weren't his drug boats per se, just the whole idea. To me, you should be happy, and we're getting rid of your competition.
Yeah,
you should say you're welcome.
Here's where they are.
Now we're
Mr.
cutting
President.
You off because now we are going to blow your stuff up.
Yeah,
how you like them apples, huh? All right. We've got our special guest coming in, Lisa Sicazio from ACSO, next. 97.3 The Sky.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.